a consultant, if they're doing a consultation with a retailer, can give them that one simple piece of information that can be implemented almost instantaneously and increase their sales 300% to people who are predispositioned to buy in the retail store.
Exactly.
That's powerful. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I've got another interview with Bill Brody on a subject that you won't find much about, and that is sales scripting. Sales scripting is vital to anything you do when it comes to selling. Now, instead of just winging it, you can use specially tested sales scripted selling sentences to help you in your consulting practice. Bill reveals several wonderful sources on sales scripting tools. There's a sample here that you can download that I've done for the HMA consultants. You'll want to make sure that you check all of these out, and also make sure you get the sales scripting book by Donald Moyne, Nothing But Tested Sales Scripts. Now, we cover a lot of information in this recording, and it's not the kind of recording you can just hear one time. So make sure you play it over and over again, and most importantly, make sure you implement it in your marketing practice. Get ready and enjoy. Bill, you're gonna help myself and the HMA consultants, and we're gonna talk about something that you don't see much out there, and that is sales training and sales scripting.
Exactly.
So what is sales scripting, and how is this gonna benefit anyone who is trying to sell something, whether it's consulting services or information products to help a business grow or whatever?
Well, Mike, you know, we're gonna have to mix these two topics because there's an awful lot of stuff now on the internet on how you should write copy and how you should optimize your website and conversions or what have you, but people still have to sell face-to-face. And, you know, after you have your USP or your unique selling proposition, the first things you can do to increase sales, increase your sales effectiveness, is to have sales training. And sales training is basically how you act, what you say, and the exact words you use. Because words have impact in a sales situation. They can make or break you. The exact words you use is the process of sales scripting, coming up with a script of the exact words that you should use when you're trying to sell something to somebody or trying to persuade them, because certain words, and you know this, work better than others.
This is different than just winging it and going with the flow.
You should always have sales preparation. There's a lot of people who they don't like the idea of sales scripting. But that's okay. I mean, you know, because they're doing consultative selling and things like this where they're asking questions, but they're still running through a model of how they should be conducting the sales, you know, dialogue in order to sell. But sales scripting is going a step further where you actually find out whether there are certain phrases that help you make a sale. It's like in copywriting where you test headlines and you find out that one headline sells 10 times more than every other headline for the exact same ad, so you use it. In sales scripting, there are certain sentences that you might say to people that actually will increase the number of sales for the business. So, you know, I can kick it right off by giving people one. Like, let's say you're a marketing consultant, mm-hmm. or let's say you're a store owner, and you want to know what sentence do you first say to people to increase the probability that they'll buy from you.
Okay, let's do it.
And it's very, very simple. I mean, a lot, you know, when I ask people, okay, in my consulting sessions, what that question is, some people would say, well, hi, how are you doing today? No, it's not that. And there's three different marketers who have tested this against, 20 or 35 alternative lines. The question that you use when someone comes into your store is, what brings you into the store today? Or what ad brings you into the store today? And that's how you greet customers.
Okay, rather than what does typically everyone do?
Well, they say, hi, how are you? What are you looking for?
Or can I help you?
Yeah, can I help you? What do you do with, you know?
And what do people say when you say, can I help you?
When you say, can I help you? They say, no, that's okay, I'll just look it.
Yeah.
Right, you know, the radar goes off. Oh, he's trying to sell me.
All right, so this has been, how has this been tested, this one scripted sentence when people come into a retail store? And what were some of the results? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, the results are, in general, this usually increases the number of buyers predisposed to buy by about 300%.
300%. So a consultant, if they're doing a consultation with a retailer, can give them that one simple piece of information that can be implemented almost instantaneously and increase their sales 300% to people who are predispositioned to buy in the retail store.
Exactly.
That's powerful.
It's very, very powerful. So you're getting all the goodies right away. And this is what sales scripting is. Sales scripting, we're going to teach you through this little session here why it's important, as well as how you can come up with those senses. For instance, the people who've tested this, and there's three groups that I know who have tested this, tested 25 opening lines. They test each opening line for one, two, a day, 2 days, sometimes even a week. But I'm just saying this is the power of words. You know, Ted Nicholas says certain words produce amazing results, as if by magic, you know. It's not really what's said, but often how it's said that counts.
Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I hope this sample audio clip has been helpful to you. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, you'll have the entire database of recordings and interviews that I've done with expert marketing consultants. You'll be able to download them, burn them on CDs, listen to them on your MP3 players. You can print the transcripts, and you'll have 24 access to all the recordings at the HMA University. If you're interested in becoming an HMA consultant, please contact me at 858-274-7851.